Oh, I'll tell you a tale of peace and love, whack for the diddle on the dido day. Of the land that rules all lands above, whack for the diddle on the dido day. May peace and plenty be her share, who kept our homes from want and care. Oh, God bless England is our prayer.
Whack for the diddle on the dido day, whack for the diddle on the dido day. So we say, hooray! Come and listen while we pray, whack for the diddle on the dido day.
Now our fathers oft were naughty boys, whack for the diddle on the dido day. For pikes and guns are dangerous toys, whack for the diddle on the dido day. At Ballinahabwy and at Peter's Hill, oh, we made poor England cry her fill. But old Britannia loves us still.
Whack for the diddle of the dido day. Whack for the diddle of the dido day. So we say, hooray! God bless England, so we pray. Whack for the diddle of the dido day.
Now when we were savage, fierce and wild, whack for the diddle of the dido day. Oh, she came as a mother to her child, whack for the diddle of the dido day. She gently raised us from the slime and kept our hands from hellish crime. And she sent us to heaven in our own good time.
Whack for the diddle of the dido day. Whack for the diddle of the dido day. So we say, hooray! God bless England, so we pray. Whack for the diddle of the dido day.
Oh, now Irish men, forget the past. Whack for the diddle of the dido day. And think of the day that's coming fast. Whack for the diddle of the dido day. When we shall all be civilized, neat and clean and well advised. Oh, won't Mother England be surprised?
Whack for the diddle of the dido day. Whack for the diddle of the dido day. So we say, hooray! God bless England, so we pray. Whack for the diddle of the dido day.
Up to the public!
At one time, the Irish language, Gaelic, was forbidden by British law. There was a song, but a Jewish merchant who arrived in a small town, and he opened up his store, and over his store he put his name in Hebrew. And this very ambitious British policeman came along and took one look at the Hebrew, assumed it was Gaelic, and dragged the Jew into court. That's the gist of it, you know. It wasn't written so much to show the great love between the Irish and the Jews, so much as it was to show the stupidity of the British.